bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Uh-oh, what happened? Hit it again? Okay. So, before I go there, I got to tell y'all a couple updates. Number one, it looks like Marco Rubio, Secretary of State, I think, handed President Donald Trump a note. Basically, they want him to approve a Truth Social post basically saying that they've reached the deal between Hamas and Israel. So that's going on. They expect Trump to go to the Middle East on Friday. So it looks like there may be a deal in place. So we'll hear about that. As it comes over. During the show, I'm gonna give it to you. We're on day 8 of the shutdown, and I guess that's on the side. It's on a just, you know, put that on the back burner because they're now, you know, going heavy into these Gaza talks with Hamas and Israel. And if it works out right, you may have a plan, and it may be over with all the hostages being released. So yeah, that's all I got about now. I'll interrupt myself if I get an update.
Number 5.
Sports update. Cubs just went up 4-1 over the Brewers in Chicago. Let me see the inning. It is the game 3. Milwaukee leads 2-0 for the series, but the Cubs, I think it's still the bottom of the second inning. Cubs are up 4-1. So, but we've seen that turnaround in recent times. So, we'll see. They're still working hard and they're still doing it. So, game just started. So, you know, I'm just saying, game just started. So, just take a deep breath.
Number 4.
So, there are some things we do in life that we shouldn't do. But then the question I have for you, you know, we talked about healthcare earlier. When is too old too old? Story from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. An 84-year-old climber died at Devil's Lake State Park on October 5th. New York Times reported the Baraboo Fire and EMS District told Journal Sentinel an incident occurred over the weekend that involved the department's rope rescue team, but the department was not immediately available to provide more information. According to the New York Times, rescuers were dispatched to a slope on the west side of the state park around 11:30 a.m. October 5th for a report that a man had fallen. Officials told New York Times that the man fell around 25 feet and died at the scene. 84. Why are you? I'm don't speak ill of the dead, but at that age, why would you be climbing rock climbing? I mean, at that age, stairs are a chore, and I'm gonna be climbing the side of a okay, and I'm gonna be climbing somewhere named Devil's Lake State Park. No. That was a article by Kelly Arsenault. I'm not doing that. That's just me. Am I superstitious? Well, in a word, yes.
Number three.
Now an SDC update. Second time this week, a Milwaukee County Circuit Court judge has ruled that the Social Development Commission's property corporation defaulted on mortgage payments for its North Avenue buildings and faces foreclosure in the coming months. Judgment was issued this past Monday in the latest development for the Social Development Commission as the anti-poverty agency attempts to reconcile its budget and secure funding amid lawsuits, board tensions, and government reviews. The property will now enter a redemption period for 3 months before the court can take further action, including selling the properties at auction. Evan P. Schmidt, an attorney at Kirkman & Dunn representing SDC and SD Properties, said, I can tell you that SDC is working tirelessly to be able to secure and redeem the properties. Forward Community Investments, a community development financial institution, filed a foreclosure lawsuit in March against SD Properties Incorporated, the tax-exempt corporation that owns SDC's buildings. The lawsuit claimed SD Properties defaulted on mortgage payments in 2024, unless SDC as a guarantor. This past Monday, Milwaukee County Court, Circuit Court Judge J.D. Watts granted a summary judgment for Forward Community Investments, which included a judgment of foreclosure against SD Properties and SDC, and declared that Forward Community Investments is entitled to a money judgment. The judgment allows for foreclosure process to advance. That's according to Ryan Zurer, president and CEO of Forward Community Investments. Now, the information you've been waiting for. The total judgment amount owed by SD Properties was just over $3.1 million. That's as of June 16th, according to court records. The lender's complaint outlines that this includes $2.42 million in principal, interest, and other costs for a construction mortgage SD Properties entered into in 2020, and $687,000 for an additional mortgage started in 2023. Additional accrued interest and other costs may be added to the tally, like court costs and all that other stuff. Meanwhile, SDC moved out. So it's becoming a snowball effect. It's just becoming one of those things where, I mean, it's unfortunate. It's really unfortunate, but it is what it is. I mean, it's a shame. It's a shame. Take your eye off the ball, and then the state comes after you, and the feds come after you, and everybody, and now we are where we are. Meanwhile, people are still struggling. People still need that poverty agency in order to make their days more comfortable. Food, shelter. It's going to be winter again. So what's going to happen? I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. It's unfortunate. It really is. But thinking about that, it just reminds me that at some point, Wisconsin has to change. We talked about it the other day. We talked about it. Wisconsin's adversity to change is going to kill jobs and the rest of the state. And if you got a question about it, Rhea talked about it in the news. Let's ask Caledonia.
Number two.
From WISN.com, Microsoft will not move ahead with plans to build a data center in Caledonia, citing community feedback. The proposed project covered 244 acres near Douglas Avenue and County Line Road across from the Oak Creek Power Plant, it would have been Microsoft's third data center site in Racine County. Prescott Balk, who lives near the proposed site, said he was ecstatic. Because we think it's the right decision, not because we're gloating because we won. We believe we've come to the right conclusion for the village. Balch, I guess that's the name, B-A-L-C-H, and other fellow Caledonians spent the last 2 months forming a coalition to oppose the plan, taking their long-term and environmental concerns to several village meetings and information sessions. Now, me personally, well, Microsoft spokesperson, let me read what they said. Now, they had already advanced the rezoning plans in a 5-2 vote. But they said, based on community feedback we heard, we have chosen not to move forward with this site. We remain committed to investing in southeastern Wisconsin and looking forward to working with the Village of Caledonia and Racine County leaders to identify a site that aligns with community priorities and our long-term development goals. So somebody wants to come in and pay significant tax money. Right? Because they're going to be buying energy from Wind Energies. They're going to be building out 244 acres. They're going to be creating jobs. They're going to be creating long-term jobs, because regardless of what people think about AI, people don't understand, because they're not in business and they don't know that you have to maintain it. And that's why schools need to change, and schools need to start including things like AI and computer science and those types of things, along with math and science, because that is where the world is going. But we have people that are just anti-business, which is dumb, because how do you get tax money? It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. How can you be anti while you're actually working? Like, it's just dumb to want to limit someone else's potential to grow. This is stupid. And so now you have poor people. Well, tax money helps feed them. Tax money puts money in their pocket. Tax money helps them with shelter. That doesn't grow on trees. You actually need jobs. Who do you think generates jobs? It's just stupid. And so now they don't have it, and now the community won't grow. And then when they complain because, hey, by the way, we need a tax, who's it going to hurt worse? The poor people. But people don't care, because they're not smart enough to start a business and grow it into a $1 trillion business. So we bash other people's success. And that's what we do. And it seems to be a Wisconsin thing. I don't know. It's just weird. I've never lived in a place or been to a place that was so anti-business and they wanted to tax the people that work there. But if they don't have a job, how can you tax them? It's just dumb. It's a circular nonsense. And so now all those people, all those construction jobs, all those long-term, you know, security, upkeep, maintenance, gone. Construction, gone. But I feel good, right? Yeah. In about 5 years, when they say we need a tax, you can't complain, because they could have filled the tax roll and did all those things the county and the city needed by simply what? Having them pay taxes. Hundreds of millions of dollars in tax money, gone. And it's dumb. But hey, you know what they say? It's Wisconsin. But never fear. One man's trash is another person's treasure.
Number one.
Port Washington. They're having a common council meeting about what? An AI data center. The approval of 1,900-acre artificial intelligence center in Port Washington has led to protests from residents and surrounding communities worried about its impact on what? Electrical costs, water usage, and job opportunities. Does that even make any sense? In order to build it, you have to have more jobs. You think the data center is going to take jobs? Like, whose job is it going to take? And this is a group that knows and understands nothing about AI, anything about IT, nothing. They just don't want big business in their backyard. And that's great. Pay your taxes. Because I don't think Ozaukee County has a county tax. Guess what? They'll get one. And who'll pay? Not the middle class, who it doesn't affect them. They'll just pay the tax. And the poor people will struggle. The data center already approved by the Port Washington Common Council in August is set to be constructed near I-43 between Highland and Lake Drives. Port Washington is a city of about 13,000 people, but hundreds attended Tuesday's Common Council meeting, many from surrounding communities who say they will also be impacted by the data center and are unhappy about it. So then what are they impacted about? Well, concerned citizens, though, point to the data centers around the country that do have an impact on the local water supply. You're next to a lake, knucklehead. Right. Okay. So others against the center asked the Common Council about the potential of blackouts or scheduled brownouts to avoid overwhelming the area's electrical grid. They're going to build it for them. They'll have, like, and this comes from a group of people that don't understand. They're going to use 1.3 gigawatts initially. Like, people don't understand electrical distribution. But watch this. These are the same people that don't want nuclear plants. They don't want coal. They don't want oil. They don't want, okay, so then how are you supposed to power your own house? Because you're cutting off your nose to spite your face. They can pay for the environmental issues. They can fix the environmental issues. But that's what everybody screams. Well, the Protect Fredonia Coalition challenged the council's claim of significant support from adjacent communities, stating, you stated there was significant support in adjacent communities. That is not true. So here's the funny part. You get 100 people in a town of 13,000, and the 100, as always, the minority, represents the majority, and they say they're right. They also said, we don't have any control over the past of the power lines. So they're coming up with all this stuff, but what they missed is that it'll employ 332 full-time positions on top of construction. So we're talking generating jobs. They expect it to be fully operational in 2028. What do you tell people who are about to get a job that they can't have a job because we don't like big business? It's stupidity. But that's Wisconsin. And at some point, somebody's going to step in Wisconsin and take it. $10 billion in revenue. That's what Caledonia just walked away from. $10 billion in revenue. Gone. Homeless shelters, help for veterans, food. Gone. Goes to the state coffers for education. Gone. So whose pocket is it going to come out of? Everybody talks, but nobody wants to pay. As if money is going to grow on trees, and it's not. And it's not. Because we'd rather live with, well, we can't give up an inch. We've got to keep it. Okay. Okay. But you know, all you're doing is making your children and your grandchildren. Oh, wait a minute. They won't have anything because you just blew $10 billion out the door. But I guess got to keep supporting that old adage. Stupid is as stupid does.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're ruling the way that I move.
listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. 25 minutes after the hour, 57 degrees, sunny. Low tonight's going to be around 46. Winds are from the east, northeast at about 9 miles an hour. Humidity is at about 52%. Yeah. Not looking forward to it, but oh well. There's no rain, so I'm okay. It's not supposed to rain until Friday. So you know what you need to do, right? Do exactly what Sade is telling you. Cherish your day. Because warm days are over. Warm days are over. It's gone. Sayonara. See you later. Adios. Let me check the talking text line. Because y'all been... I haven't been giving you all much attention. Let's see. Dimitri said, yes, Dr. Ken, I would try to be an entrepreneur. There are so many opportunities to make money online, even with social media. Dimitri said, what it boils down to is have a plan and a plan B and a plan C and a plan D. I don't know if I agree with that. I'm a burn your boats type guy. You go in 100%. You win, you lose. You fail, you start over. But run it into the ground. Sometimes we give up because we have a plan B. Well, I can always do that. And as soon as we run into trouble, poof, we drop it. So, I don't know. I feel you. Mal said, not missing. Good evening. It's okay. People just talking back and forth. I would be blanked if I lived here in Wisconsin, born and raised. Just doesn't make any sense to me. Make it make sense. Hey, some people just don't believe in business. Some people don't believe that people should make money. Some people don't believe that you should be rich, even though you started the business and made the money yourself. They want to limit what you can have because they're too lazy. They're too fearful to do it themselves. So they want to take yours. It's like selfishness. It's almost like being sociopathic, you know? It's like, nope, I'm not wrong. I'm right. And this is it. And that's what it needs to be. And that's it. And I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what data says. I don't care what people say. I don't care what life says. This is what I believe. And that's it. Well, that's fine. But now you have to live with that. So if you're poor, and that's what you think, that's what you get. I would go to Russia, some parts of Germany, some parts of England, South America, Venezuela. Ask some of them, hey, how's it working out? It ain't. Cuba, it ain't working out at all. We paint the picture. Oh, see, look, we get people to visit here. Oh, look. Oh, it's beautiful. They only show you the pretty stuff. But the day-to-day, ask the people that are there. They're afraid to talk to you. Because the bottom line is that it doesn't work. It has never worked. Now, America's not perfect, but it's a far cry. Like, why you think people are running across the border and taking boats from other islands to get here? Because regardless of what its history is, today, it really is a land of promise. Young people today are proving that America is a land of promise. You could be an influencer. Think about what I'm saying. You could be an influencer and be worth 10, 50. You can make music and be a billionaire because you're in America. That's all. Take advantage of it. Take a chance. Win, lose. Not everything T.S. did. You're not going to say her name. Taylor Swift. Did that worked, but at some point, she went for it. And when that didn't work, she changed her genre. Now look at her. Can't be mad at her. I ain't mad at her. I just don't like the music. Music doesn't do anything for me. But I ain't mad at her. She has nailed her craft, and she has built it out, and now she's rocking it. Can't be mad at her. Can't be mad at football players, basketball players. Giannis Antetokounmpo, you can't be mad at millionaires that own other teams and do because they worked for it. Give other people the opportunity to. Nope. Make too much money. Okay. That's usually people that are poor who don't do anything and don't have anything. So, okay. 833-212-1017 is the number. She will never be better than Michael Jackson. Oh, come on. So, Mal, you got to understand. There's certain, that's the word I'm looking for. There are certain places in industry, business, music, whatever it is, that some people are just who they are. To pair or compare Taylor Swift to a Janet Jackson, they're two different people. Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston. She'll never carry a candle to Whitney Houston. But then you can't compare them because they're two different people. Taylor Swift has her own space. She has the ability to have her own space. Michael Jackson has his own space. Can't nobody touch him. Can't nobody like be number two. There is nobody in that space except him. Same thing with Taylor Swift. Same thing with Prince. Same thing with Mariah Carey. Same thing with Whitney Houston. They are beyond legendary, right? They've kind of created their own space. Same thing with business. You may not like the owner of Meta. You may not like the owner of Tesla, but they have their own space. They stayed in their narrow lane, and they rocked it. Can't get mad. Can't get mad. You could be mad at Elon Musk, but you can't be mad at his success because he's had just as many failures as success, just like Michael Jordan. So why, as a human being, we would go through life hating somebody else for doing something that we didn't do and couldn't do? We're talking about innate, natural, preternatural abilities. They were born with it. They couldn't not do it. That's who they are. It just is what it is. So why get mad? Why get upset? I can't believe you shouldn't have this. You shouldn't have that. Well, I worked for it. And it's not yours. I've always been the follower of this. I will show you how I got what I have, but I'm not giving you mine. It creates laziness. And we have generations now that are lazy. They expect everything to be given to them. Oh, I worked there for 5 minutes, so I should be able to run it. No. I worked here, 2 years, so I should be a manager. No. You have to earn it. You have to show leadership. You have to actually do the work. Coming to work every day and doing base, it says do these three things at work. You only did three things. That does not get, it might get you a raise, but it's not going to get you a promotion. You got to go over and above. You have to give, hey, you asked for four things, but here's six. Hey, you asked for six things, but here's nine. I took the liberty of doing this, taking that extra step. Something that's foreign, over-deliver. Imagine that, giving people something over and above what they asked for. It's service. And I don't think this generation today has a service heart. They have a work heart. Mao on the YouTube chat said, Dr. Ken, in your opinion, do you think AI can benefit everyone leveling the playing field? Absolutely. But you have to know how to use it. So take the time. And granted, eventually you're going to be able to go to school and they're going to teach you how to use AI. They're going to teach you how to infuse it into what you do. I need to write an outline and this is the story or this is the questions and give me an outline of how to answer this question and then answer it. The problem is when you try to cheat and have AI do your work and it pulls up garbage from the internet and then I just run it through a scan, poop, and go, yep, 67%, you fail. And then they get mad. What do you mean? Well, first of all, you didn't remove the blue writing that ChatGPT gives you. That's one. You didn't remove the separation line, right? And the question was the exact same question because if you ask the same question, guess what you're going to get? Everybody gets the same answer. So you get a pile of answers with all blue ink, and it's like, come on, what are we doing? But if you say, here's the question. Give me the three most important things I need to understand in answering this question. Boop, and then answer that. Then do the sources and look through and all that. But AI will benefit humans. it will make it more efficient. Send X a message and let him know I'm going to be there at 8 o'clock. Enter, cut and paste, done. Takes me what? 5 seconds. Like those mundane things, AI can help you be more efficient. It can literally cut hours off of your work in a week. So if you work 40 hours in a week, you could probably get away with working probably around 30 if you had AI to help you, to assist you, not do your work for you. Some people are saying AI is malevolent. AI is only garbage in, garbage out. You put something in it, it only gives you back what you put in. But that's part of the problem. That's part of the problem. So it's really easy. It's really simple. Personally, I think you have to use your brain even more with AI. Because now you have to decipher what's good and what's not. And one thing AI does is if you ask it too much or ask for too much information, it just starts giving you garbage. It just picks something. Oh, that sounds like it. I'll put that in there too. Boop. And you get your answer. You're like, what is this? I think it makes you work even more. But if you use it for some of those mundane things, answering emails, calendars, sorting things, right? I have a lot of things I have to sort. Okay, I got all this stuff. I got all this data, and I need to do something with it. I need to create an actuarial table. Can you make it an Excel sheet with such and such? It does it for me. Or I'll write something and say, can you clean this up and make it more efficient? Then it'll do it. But then I also tell it not to add what I wrote to the collection of AI that's out there so somebody else can't use it. So there are little tricks and all that stuff you can do. And we've got my guy from Concordia coming in a few weeks to actually talk about AI and ways to use it, things of that nature. They've got a new degree they're trying to do. So all that. We'll talk about all that. Babar said he needs proof. Proof of what? What do you need proof of? You've been using AI for 20 years. The messages you get, the chat bot that's on the, when you ask a question, where can I find this? Where can I find that? Oh, you want me to show you how to use the system? Sure, we could do that. I'll have to figure that out. We'll have to figure out how to do that. Figure out how to get a computer and actually use it and show you on YouTube how it can work. It's great. It's phenomenal. If you know how to use it in the right way. Now, before we go to break, you also have to use it in an ethical way. And that's the part that you need to be careful. You know, all those emails you get from the Nigerians that are, I'm stranded and I need money. Or the voice that calls you and it sounds just like your daughter or your son. That's what you need to be afraid of. So you need to build in things like passwords with your children, passwords with your spouse and friends. So if they get a phone call and it's from you, there's a password. And if they don't use the password, it's a bogus call. Or they're calling under duress. So there are easy ways around it. People just don't want to do it. People just don't want to do it. Dr. Ken, do you think at some point all these AI entities will be combined into an all-in-one? No. No. Because different AI collects data on different things. So AI for engineering is going to be indigenous to those who are engineers. AI for construction is going to be indigenous to construction. So at some point, you have to be able to follow it along and use it in your industry, right? And so they'll build those out. The ones like ChatGPT and all that is for general everyday stuff. It's just, you know, general nonsense. Garbage in, garbage out.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Cubs lead the Milwaukee Brewers 4-2. Can't tell what inning they're in because the closed caption is talking over itself. But anyway, they're leading. So, just one game. They're coming back. I'm just saying. 833-212-1017 is the number. Remember, the Truth is the proud home of Marquette University High School Championship Football. Friday night, the Marquette High Hilltoppers take on rival Brookville East Spartans. I was about to say Spartans. Anyway, Spartans. Brookville East Spartans. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. Friday night football on The Truth. Is presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call. That's all. All right. So that's kind of what that's what it all comes down to. AI is in everything we do. AI literally in everything we do. Artificial intelligence is used to complete phone calls. It's used Siri on your phone or Google. Google in and of itself is a giant AI, that's why you can search it and it has an algorithm and you can ask the question. If you ask it in the right way, you'll get the proper answer back. It's been here. People that are screaming saying they don't want to use it. When you call somebody, hi, you've reached so-and-so. Press 1 for this. Press 2 for it's been here for decades. And so the bottom line. Hey, B Breeze, Bruise, don't do that. Anyway, you're not going to get around it, so you may as well learn about it. You may as well find a free course, find a place that can give you some continuing ed and learn about it, because it's not going anywhere at all. And you better be ready. Because if you're not ready, it's gonna take over. And I don't mean take over the way Sandra talks about taking over, where, you know, it's gonna become a mind of its own. I think it'll take some jobs, because there are literally some jobs that you don't need. When you go to the kiosk and you press the button, you don't need anybody ringing up your order in the store. That's just how it is. You do understand you use AI when you order from Amazon. It's everywhere. It figures out the proper place in the store that has the proper product that you ordered, and it goes to the nearest one, and the driver is told, go here. It even tells you what route to take. I literally come to the radio station every day using AI to tell me where to drive and where it's the least. And I've never been wrong. I have never gone somewhere where I used a particular app and didn't get there at the time or sooner than I was supposed to. So it's here. You can embrace it. You can use it. You can use it to make your life more meaningful, make your life more efficient. Or you can sit here and watch other people move past you. And it is what it is. Think of older people that could use it to make their life significantly more efficient. Voice technology, things of that nature. So I'm just saying, make sure you look out for them. Make sure you create that space for them so that they can win too. Because in the end, we all win.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Whew. Guess that day came to an end pretty quick. Let me peek one more time and see what's going to be happening, because, you know, the weather's not going to wait for anybody. So, you know, it's going to get kind of cool. Make sure you keep a jacket with you. Make sure you bring it with you. You know, tonight around 58 degrees around 7 o'clock. So Brewers are in Chicago playing the Cubs. So make sure you're careful. You'll always need it. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. The analysis is coming up with you at 6 o'clock, and then we'll roll into the Tory Lowe Show and more rebroadcasts throughout the day. I'll be back in about, well, God willing, in about 22 hours. Have a great one. Be safe. Take care. Drive carefully. God bless. I'm out.
Be quiet.